Okay, here we go. Mitzvah Yutes, we are up to. Mitzvah of Shelo Le'echo Chametz B'Pesach. Not to eat Chametz on Pesach. As we continue with the mitzvahs related to Pesach, only a couple more. A couple more mitzvahs in Parshas Bo, but only a couple more mitzvahs related to Pesach. Not to eat Chametz on Pesach. Shelo Le'echo Chametz B'Pesach says the Chinuch. As we know, we've had mitzvahs related to this already. We had not, you're not allowed to eat Taroves Chametz, you're not allowed to have Chametz in your house. Tomorrow's mitzvah, Bezrat Hashem, is going to be, you're not allowed to see Chametz. But this is the regular mitzvah of not eating Chametz, you're not allowed to have eat Chametz on Pesach. Shenemar, V'lo Ye'achel Chametz, Mishar She'e Mitzvah Zu, Masha Kasavnu B'Shar Mitzvahs on Pesach. And we discussed this at length already, the uniqueness of Chametz, the tshuva of the Radvaz, where he says Chametz is unique in that it has an Isser Kares if I eat it, and I have to search and destroy, and it's mutter the whole year, and it's only Usher now. It makes it very unique. We discussed it at length. But I saw one thought related to Chametz from the Lubavitch Rebbe this afternoon that we have to remember for the Haggadah Shir. But it has to do with Chametz. He writes it in his Haggadah. Chametz and Matzah. What's the difference between Chametz and Matzah? Says the Lubavitch Rebbe. Tshuva, as we know, is mitzvah or not a mitzvah. We'll have to talk about when we get to Parshas Naso. But says the Lubavitch Rebbe, tshuva is not hard. Tshuva is not, what does that have to do with matzah? We'll see in a second. Tshuva, all you have to do is a little opening. Just like the Torah writes in Parshas Bereishis, lepesach chatas roveitz, a little opening lets chait in, so too says the Lubavitch Rebbe, a little opening lets chait out. As long as we open up a little bit, we have an attitude change, we're going to do better. So that's already enough for tshuva to start happening. Says the Lubavitch Rebbe, the letter He symbolizes tshuva. Why? Because it has a big opening at the bottom. That symbolizes chait coming in, but there's another opening on the side. That's the opening for tshuva. That's a lot went in, but no, you have the opening of tov, of mitzvahs as well. The letter ches, says the Lubavitch Rebbe, is just, you just have that opening of chait coming in, but it symbolizes a person is closed up, he's too stubborn to try to do tshuva. There's no other little opening. Matzah and chametz, those two words both have a mem, and both have a tzaddik. The only difference between those two words are hey and ches. Chametz has a ches, and matzah has a hey. Because chametz, symbolizing gaiva, symbolizing being raised up, symbolizing I'm all about myself, it has ches. Why? Because it's the symbol of chet, as we spoke about in the past, the Yetzirah, the Sa'ar Shevi'isa, while hey, the matzah has the hey. That's why on Pesach we gotta get rid of the chametz. Gotta get rid of the ches. Why mem tzadik? You could say that relates to mitzvos, but that is the ches versus the hey that's right here in the Lubavitch Rebbe's Haggadah on page 122. In order to crack the resistance to tshuva, we need to stop being like chametz, ches, and start to emulate matzah, hey. When a person is humble and flat like matzah, even if he succumbs momentarily to sin, he will soon admit his error and contemplate tshuva. The sin will enter and then depart. But someone who has an inflated ego, puffed up like chametz, will not be so quick to repent. A sense of arrogance and overbearing pride blinds the person's eye to the possibility that he may have done something wrong. V'chulu, v'chulu, as he continues. But that's an added to the hashkafa that we've spoken about in the past, about chametz. We spoke about Rav Pinkus, if you remember last week, that chametz, things have to be perfect when a baby is born. There can't be any type of germs. So too, we were born on Pesach, so we have to go above and beyond in terms of the environment. Okay, that's just one final idea related to the hashkafa of chametz. Okay, so this is the isser of eating chametz. When does this isser start? When are we not allowed to eat chametz from? So we know the halacha is that Erev Pesach already, even though it's before Pesach, it's one of the only holidays that has a mitzvah related to it that starts before the Yontif. There's no mitzvah to shake lulav on Erev Sukkos. There's no mitzvah to eat Sudas Purim before Purim. There's no mitzvah to light Hanukkah candles beforehand. There's no mitzvah to what other holiday? Okay, Yom Kippur has a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the closest we get. There's no mitzvah to blow shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a minog to blow shofar the whole month before and not to blow on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's all minog. But in terms of halacha, there aren't any halachos of a yontif that really kick in before the yontif. But this is an exception to the rule. Pesach, the isser of eating chametz, doraisa, even biblically, starts on Erev Pesach. Starts at Chatzos. Erev Pesach, the Torah says the word Ach, the Gemara Darshas in Maseches Pesachim, Achilek, already from Chatzos. on Erev Pesach, one is not allowed to eat chametz. What about Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh? So maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow. When does that start? But that's when the Isser starts Doraisa. But, as we know, it starts even earlier Midrabanan. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, in Siman Tav Mem Gimel, chametz b'shei shos v'lamala b'yom yudal rasur b'hana. Chatzos, let's go backwards in time. Chatzos, it's Aser Doraisa, everything. Go back 1 hour. The fifth hour, between the fifth and the last hour, right before Chatzos, Chametz is already Aser Bahana Midrabanan. An hour before that, it's Mutter Bahana, but I already can't eat it. So Chazal added on two levels. As we know, that's why in all the luachs of all the shuls, it says the last time you could eat chametz, the last time you could burn chametz. Because last time you could eat chametz, but it's still yours. If it's not yours anymore, then there's no sort of burning anymore. So that's why we burn it before it becomes asur bahana. But the first hour, the end of the fourth hour is sosman achila, midrabanan. And then the end of the fifth hour is sosman isur hana. And that's why we burn it before it becomes asur bahana. That is the different levels. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. In Siman Tav Mem Gimel, I'll read it. Chametz v'sheishos olamalob yom yudalid aser b'hanaa. It's aser to get any benefit. Va'asru chachamim shteishos kodem. Chazal aser 2 hours before that. Tahainu mitchila shachamishis. From the beginning of the fifth hour, you already can't get any can't eat it. Umiyo kol shachamishis mutar b'hanaa v'rashal lemochel lemihudi. During that middle hour, after I can't eat it, I can still give it to my dog. I don't have to worry about Pesach dig pet food during that hour. But those are the different levels. The Brisker Rav, in his commentary on the Rambam, says that he thinks that there's a difference in what Chazal did in each of the 2 hours that they added on. As we just mentioned, working backwards. Chatzos, it's already Aser Daraisa. It's off limits. An hour before that, it's Aser off limits Darabanan. The hour before that, you can still get benefit from it, but you just can't eat it yet. That is the three, or going forwards, you can't eat it, Darabanan, you can't even benefit, Darabanan, you can't eat it and benefit, Daraisa. Those are the three levels. Says the Brisker Rav, if you look closely in the language of the Rambam separates between each of the 2 hours that were added on. Says the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. V'asru chachamim le'achal chametz mitchilas shashishis kidei shelo yiga be'isr Torah. Chazal asrud, you eating chametz from the beginning of the sixth hour? So that you don't come to an Issa Daraisa. An example of a siyag, of a fence. U-mitchilas, right? You're going to wait till the last second? Let's say you know something is going to kill you. It's poison. It's poison! At 12 o'clock, it's going to become poison for you if you eat it. Are you going to eat it at 11:59? Crazy, of course not. Am I going to eat it and leave at 11:40? No, I'm going to get it out of my house. I'm not even going to get close. So chazal, it's poison. If I eat chametz after 12 o'clock, after chatzos, chos manios, if I eat after chatzos, it's poison for my neshama. It's going to kill me. So Chazal have fences even earlier. So Mitzchila Shashi says Yechametz Aser Ba'Chilu Ba'Na Kosha Ubahana Kosha Shishes Midivrei Sofrim V'Shar Hayom Mishvius Olamala Min HaTorah. So they answered it earlier, and then after the Rambam says that an hour earlier you can't get any benefit, then the Rambam says another line: Shah Chamishes Ein Ochlin B'Chametz Gezeira Mishum Yom HaMeunan Shemayita Ben Chamishes L'Shishes Ve'Ein Aser Ba'Na B'Shah Chamishes. Ask the Brisker Rav on the Rambam, and it's really based on the Gemara, because the Rambam is really based on the Gemara. Why did Chazal make these two steps? Why did Chazal just say, okay, at this time it's Aser, period? No, they said, first it becomes Aser to eat, then it becomes Aser Bahana, and then it becomes Aser Daraisa. Why did Chazal do this? If it's all a siyag, it's all about preventing us from violating the Isra of eating chametz, which is what the mitzvah we're talking about today, why didn't they just say, at this moment it's Aser, period? Why the two stages, as the Rambam said? So the Brisker Rav suggests maybe the difference between the two is a topic that in Lundis is discussed in many different aspects, and that is the Isser of Chametz. Is it an Isser Chefza, or is it an Isser Gavra? Is it that this object is Usser, or is it that I'm not allowed to eat it? Isser Gavra. That Chakir is stated by the Mo'adim Balacha. Rav Zevin has this on page Reish Pei Gimel in his article on Pesach. He says it as follows. And this is talking about the Isser Daraisa. Then we'll get to the Drabanan in a second. Chametz itself. Im kavua ha-isser beguf ha-chametz, kiderach shata omer b'macholas asura shon avelu shrefa v'chayotzi behen. Most items that are not allowed to eat in life. Right? Treif items. This object, this is an Isser Chefza. This object, these atoms are destructive to my neshama. Right? This it's an Isser Chefza. Do we say Chametz is like that too? Or do we say, no, Chametz isn't like that? What's the biggest raya that Chametz might not be like that? Because it was Mutter yesterday. Everything else that's treif in the world is always treif. Chametz is the only thing besides one other point d'araisa, Yom Kippur. Yesterday I could eat, Yom Kippur is the only fast day d'araisa. So yesterday I'm allowed to eat, today I'm not allowed to eat. So Yom Kippur is for sure an Isser Gavra. It's not like these foods are inherently treif. No, I'm not allowed to eat. So what about Chametz? Chametz is an Isser Atoli Bizman. It's temporary. So does that mean that it's an Isser Gavra, like Yom Kippur? Or no, for these 7 days, it's an Isser Chefsa. That's a chakira, that's a question that the Mo'adim Ba'alacha asks. Again, im kavu ha'isser beguf ha'chametz, kederach shad ha'omer b'macholos ha'suros, or, mikivan shekol ha'isser huzmani, since the isser is temporary, siman she'en kan davar ha'nitfas betoch etzem ha'chametz. There's nothing there. B'terminologia ha'tamudit, as he says, isser chefza, hu chametz b'pesach, or isser gavra, and he says this is a discussion of, implicitly, of various rishonim, in different types of sugyas. He quotes it from the Achronim, he quotes it from the Safas Paneach, from the Rugged Shaver, im chametz hu iser ba'atzmuso, sha'asur lachlo bepesach, o sha'bepesach asur lachlo chametz, or it's on the Gavra. He says this might be, again, not our issue now, this might be the issue of Rishonim, what is chametz considered before Pesach? If you have a mixture of chametz, is that considered in something, what's called hetera bala or isura bala? Not for now, but is it called that something treif got swallowed up in it, but it wasn't treif at that time? So that might be, he said, behind that discussion in the Rishonim, but either way, that is a chakira, that's a discussion in the Doraisa world of chametz. Is it Isser Chefsa or is it Isser Gavra? Getting back to our Brisker Rav, says the Brisker Rav, maybe that's what the Rabbanan did. Why are there two levels in the Din Rabbanan? Why is it on Erev Pesach? Why did it have to be two times? The last time to eat chametz, the last time to burn your chametz. Just give me one time. Says the Brisker Rav, no. What Chazal did was that the first hour they said, you, all of us, we can't eat chametz. It's an Isser Gavra. They said, we can't eat it. That's why it's only us to eat. But you can get benefit from it. You can give it to your dog. You can sell it to a guy. You can do whatever you want with it. You can still sell your chametz to a guy. Mechiras chametz happens in that last hour. Before we burn it. During the time we burn it, after we can't eat it, you can still sell your chametz then. It's an Isser Gavra. The second hour midrabanan, then Chazal gave it the status of an Isser Chefsa, like the real Doraisa of chametz, possibly. That's the two differences in the hours. That's what he says. The be'emes ikar isura de chametz ba'chefsa gam le'inyin achila maskarak b'shah shishis b'vad. The after chacham amasru lecho b'shah chamishis, even though they asked it beforehand, become makom ein ze adayin ikar isur chametz. That's not the real isur chametz. Vein ze isur chefsa, and that's the language of the Rambam. Because the first line says, chametz is also to eat. The second line is, Chazal told me I'm not allowed to do this. Okay, this is a big discussion, but it's very important in terms of when the Isser of chametz begins. The sixth hour, again, Daraisa, Chatzos, going back, Hana, going back, Achila. One interesting question, Lemaisa, that comes up, discussed by many Achronim, and that is, what if a person is in a different place than his chametz on Erev Pesach or Pesach? Let's say somebody from New York goes to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. So, he has a problem after Pesach. Not going to get the Pesach. Erev Pesach, fine. Things become aser. He sells his chametz. He stops eating it even before. But he has chametz sitting in New York. So what's the problem there? When Pesach is over, if he's in Israel and he sold his chametz with a rav in Israel, he's going to buy it back before Pesach is over in Chutz Laaretz. Away before, because they have an extra day. Right? Not just 7 hours. They have an extra day. Yontif Sheni. Or what about the other way? The other way is where somebody from Ben Eretz Yisrael goes to America for Pesach. So there, 7 hours before Pesach starts in New York, it's already Asur in Israel. So what do you go by? When do you have to sell your chametz by? When did the Isurim go by? So says the Machlokas HaPoskim. The Piskei Tshuva here quotes it in Siman Taf Mem Gimel. Most Poskim say, you go after where the person is. That's what most Poskim say. And therefore, yes, lechadchila, we try to be machmer like the other shitos, that wherever you are, try to cover your bases. Meaning, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, make a deal, tell the rav to sell the chametz, and don't buy it back until 2 days later. Like, tell the guy, really, it's yours until 2 days later. Or, if somebody's going to Eretz Yisrael going to Chutz Laaretz from Eretz Yisrael, you work it out with the times. But me'ikar adin, you go by the person. Reb Moshe writes also, you go by the person. In chelak dalas im in sadek dalad. But again, it's important issue to know that there are shitos on both sides. Okay, let's continue. That's in terms of when this Isser kicks in. Again, the Isser of not eating chametz. So if you look at the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, he discusses something that he brings up many times, and that is, we know there's a concept that before one gets, if one wants to get a punishment, Malkus, or Misa, you have to get Hasra. So the Minchas Chinuch likes the Shita of Rashi and Shvuas on Daf Chaf. Rashi and Shvuas on Daf Chaf says, when you give Hasra, warning, you have to quote the Pasuk. If you do this, you're going to violate the Isser of Lo Yechel Chametz. If you do this, you're going to violate if your Chachal Shabbos, Lo Sasako Malacha. You got to quote the Pasuk for proper Hasra, or else people aren't going to take you seriously. Oh yeah, it's Asr. What does it say it's Asr? Show me. Right? You have to say that's why Rashi and Shvuas Daf Chaf. The Minchas Chinuch says, there are many Psukim in the Torah that tell us not to eat Chametz. So, you got to quote the right one. What's the source of the mitzvah? The one that the Sefer Chinuch quotes here. V'lo yechel chametz. So you got to quote the right one in terms of getting punished for that. Okay. Next. Dinei mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the Isra of eating chametz? Kagon, mahim, advarim, shenasar, and chametz. What things are nasar? As we mentioned, he mentioned earlier, only the five grains could create chametz. Right? Rice can never be chametz. Yes, there's a minog of Ashkenazim not to eat kinyos. But that's not because we really think kinyos are chametz. Maybe we think that the kinyos originally were mixed in with chametz. Many reasons for the issue of the minhag of not eating kinyos. But it's not because it's actually going to become chametz. V'din halosh osan b'mei peiros. But if you don't use water, what's called matzah ashira. V'din lasisa. V'tav shel shenim sabo chametz. All of these have to do with the isser of eating chametz. And so we know generally, just to quote one tzvar halacha that I wanted to mention last time, in the other Isurim of Chametz, I didn't get to mention it, and that is, we know we kasher things for Pesach. We kasher things. We get rid of the Chametz from them. Get rid of the, either if it's, and we do, what regular, normal halachas of kashering. Simin Tafnun Aleph and Hilchas Pesach is one of the two major sources for Hilchas Kashrus. Hilchas Kashrus is either in Yerodea, where it talks about Basar Chol and Tarovis. Where in Arachayim does it talk about kashrus? Right here. Simin Tafnun Aleph and Hilchas Pesach, it talks all about kashering. When you have to be magal something, when you have to blowtorch something. So one of the big issues is glass. We kosher metal. That we know we kosher metal. What about glass? Let's say I have a glass cup. So there's a major machlokas rishonim about glass. Is glass bolea? Does glass absorb taste? Some rishonim say that glass does not absorb taste. And therefore, if I have a glass at home, I could have a milk of hot chocolate in it, rinse it out with cold water so there's no hot chocolate left, and then put hot chicken soup in it. Because glass is not bolea. So therefore, this is not called a milchik glass. Other Rishonim say, no, of course it is. It is bolea, and you know what some Rishonim say? You can't kosher it. It's like cheres. It's like earthenware. And then there's the middle approach. The middle approach is that it is bolea, but you can't kosher it. Right? That is the three shitas of Rishonim. The whole year, many poskim hold like the most mekel shita. The most mekel shita, and that is glass is not bolea. And therefore, you can do whatever you want with glass. For Pesach, we assume like the most machmer shita. Generally, we do not, Ashkenazic custom at least, is not to kasher glass for Pesach. And therefore, get new glasses. This is the discussion in Tufnun Aleph Chavav. Says the Shulchan Aruch is mekel, like he is the whole year. Klei zechuchis, afilu machlisan lakiyam, afilu mishtavish bem tzon, chamin, ein tzrichin shum hechsher, she'enem bolim. The mechaber here, paskins, glass is not bolea, even in Hilchas Pesach. U'bishtifa ba'al masagilu, and therefore just rinse it out. Says the Ramah v'yesh machmirin. V'omrin, de klei zechuchis, afilu ha'golo mahani luhu. Even kashering it doesn't help. So that's what Ashkenazic custom is, not to kasher glass for Pesach. Sfardim could very well, based on the Shulchan Aruch, hold that you can kasher for Pesach. That's in Tafnun Aleph Sif Chavav. Interesting also, just one point in the Rambam, another Rambam, and that is, how much of chametz do I have to eat in order to violate this Isser? So as we know, by many other, every time there's an Isser to eat something, usually the shear is kazayis, but the shear is only kazayis to get an onesh. In order to violate the Avera, it's any amount. If I eat a tiny little morsel of something not kosher, I get an Isser d'oraisa of chatzi shear. Right, so the Minchas Chinuch quotes whenever any of these Isurim come up. But for some reason, and this is a mystery in the Rambam, I'll quote the question, and then feel free to look up the answers. The Rambam, when he quotes this Isur, he quotes a special pasuk by Chametz. We have a general rule that Chasi Shir is also Minatorah. If I eat a half a kazayis of treif, if I eat a half a kazayis of pigle, No, sir. Any isser. If I eat half a kazayis of any non-kosher item, I violated an isser daraisa. And the sources are given in Maseches Yuma. The pasuk says, kol chelev, any non-kosher fat. So, there's a pasuk that includes any type of isser. For some reason, the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, says, ha'ochel man chametz atzmo bepesach kol shehu. If anybody eats a tiny amount of chametz, hareza aser min haTorah. It's aser daraisa. Why? Shenemar lo ye'achel chametz. Because it says, chametz shall not be eaten. Lo ye'achel chametz. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. Ask the Mishnah Lamelech. Why is the Rambam quoting a special pasuk here? What is he need a special pasuk for? Every piece of treif is aser yichatzi shir. The Rambam quotes a special pasuk here. Why? The Kesef Mishnah does not give an answer. The Mishnah Lamelech suggests one answer, which we'll mention. And that is, because you might have thought that chametz is more lenient. Why? Because next week it's going to be mutter. Chametz is only a temporary isser. It's one of the only ones. But remember, we said besides eating on Yom Kippur, something could become usser, right? A karban is mutter to eat today, and then it could become nosar. But where else do you have something that's treif that could become mutter? What do you else have that? So Yom Kippur, I can't eat it today, I can eat it tomorrow. But that's about the person. But chametz, it's only usser for a week. If it was mine, midrabanan, there's a knas, then if I had it in my possession on Pesach, I can't eat it after Pesach. That's the Rabbanon we held. But why, says the Mishnah Melech, I would have thought that Chametz is more lenient, because after all, it's a more lenient mitzvah, more lenient piece of treif, because it's going to be mutter next week. Kamashwan, that's why the Rambam has to quote another pasuk. To tell me, even Chametz has an Isser of Chatzis Shir. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam, quoting a new pasuk when it comes to Chametz. Okay, finishing up, the mitzvah applies all the time. All generations, men and women, the overall level of kazayis chametz of Pesach. If I violate and eat a kazayis of chametz on Pesach, b'mezid, I am chayiv karis. It's one of the chayiv krisis. Chametz is very chamor. B'shogeg chayiv chatas kavua. B'shogeg I am chayiv achatas. The minchas chinuch as in ozvav, it could be that I not only get an avera, but I also violate. I do not fulfill the mitzvah of destroying my chametz, which we discussed back in mitzvah test, the mitzvah of teshvisu. The mitzvah, if I eat chametz on Pesach, I'm not only doing an avera, I am being mevatel a mitzvah. Being mevatel a mitzvah, I say of teshvisu. What's the difference? Because tomorrow, this Friday, Hashem, the Dafyomi starts Mizrach Hazvachim, we learn that there is, even though it's not obligatory, but if I violate a mitzvah, I say, there is somewhat of a din to bring a carbon ola as a nedava, as a voluntary carbon. Even though it's not obligatory, but that's what the Gemara says to do for mitzvahs aseh that went unfulfilled. So even though you violated, so there's an afkamina, if you eat chametz on Pesach by accident, you have to bring a chatas, and you have to bring an ola. Says the Menachas Chinuch in Ozfav. Okay? Be'ez Hashem will stop here. Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow with mitzvah number 20 of not seeing chametz.